Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Quantum Techniques Talk Radio, Bring Healing to Chaos, is a hit show to empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely! Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everyone. I'm Beth Daniel, and I'm here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel. We're the founders of QuantumTechniques.com, and you're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned with us for the next hour, as we have a special guest here today and a special topic. The topic today is insomnia. And this is a topic that is unfortunately probably too near and dear to many of us. It's something that we treat commonly with people all over the world each week. And we've developed some really good scans to look at what is causing insomnia. And one of our experts in this field is with us today. And this is Jody King Colgrove. She's a quantum techniques practitioner who's been practicing this work, which is a remote form of energy medicine. She's been practicing this with us for over 7 years. And Steve has actually known her for probably over 30 years. So we're excited to have you on the show, Jody. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. And I know you're there in Flagstaff, where it's a little bit colder than we are here in Maui.
True.
And, you know, one of the things that I just want to kind of say at the beginning is when people come to Quantum Techniques, whatever action they're taking, whatever their understanding is about their problem is not complete, or they wouldn't call us. And so with all of this, and I'm just going to give an example because we're going to talk about insomnia, it's about seeing and hearing a different kind or a different level of truth that should lead to an understanding and a comprehension of changes that need to make. It helps you reconnect with not only who you are emotionally, spiritually, physically, with other people. And then that has to lead to action. And when you actually lead to action, that moves into healing and happiness. So it's almost like if you're ill and you don't change what you're doing, then you really don't have much opportunity to have a different result. You've actually got to do something different. And so we're going to be talking about how we look at things in a different way to give a different understanding and different solutions.
Yeah, so Jody, in regards to insomnia, Steve is just changing his battery, so excuse us there for a little bit of background noise. Regarding insomnia, Jody, I know that you wanted to talk today about, you know, some of the different angles that we look at with insomnia that maybe, you know, other healers, I think, don't necessarily look at. You know, I know that a lot of people treat trauma in regards to, you know, why people have difficulty sleeping. But what are some of the other things that you recommend looking at with clients with insomnia that you found really helpful?
Sure. Insomnia is kind of one of those things where, in some ways, I feel like people say, oh, yeah, it's kind of everything we, you know, it's normal, and it's, we all deal with it, and so, you know, it's just kind of life. And I just really want to put out there, no, you don't have to live with it. And I see, you know, so many people struggle with it when there's so many different answers out there. And what I like about quantum techniques is we look at it almost like a multifaceted issue. You know, we don't just kind of say, well, you know, obviously go take a pill, you know, that will help knock you out so you can sleep. But we look at it, we kind of say, you know, what's happening with, you know, your diet? You know, how is that affecting it? You know, what kind of things are going on in your body pathogen-wise? You know, a lot of times, you know, at least for me, because I've experienced insomnia throughout life and things like that, but a lot of times my legs will be very restless at night, you know, and so, you know, the pharmaceuticals have you say, well, that's a certain syndrome and take a pill for that. Well, what we realize is, you know, there's a muscle that corresponds with the adrenal system that is in your calves, and that, you know, your body deals with the, you know, bacteria and virus and pathogens, and that muscle's affected. And so you kind of wake yourself up as your body is trying to deal with that pathogen through the night. We look at it through the Chinese time chart, and they've been able to kind of say at what point during the day do certain organs do their best functioning. And so we always look at that. And so when people call and say, okay, I typically wake up, you know, between the hours of 1 and 3, and it makes me really hard to get back to sleep. But then, you know, I finally will eventually fall asleep, and then I'll wake up at, you know, 6. So we're able to say, okay, well, what organs online are working the hardest during that time between 1 and 3? And sure enough, it's the liver. And so then we can start testing the liver and find out, you know, what is the liver having to deal with? Is it a fungal? Is it a toxin? You know, what's it trying to process during that time that's making you wake up because it can't seem to deal with those toxins enough and wake you up? And then we, of course, look at the emotional issues, like you mentioned, you know, and different spiritual things that may be being affected at night. You know, traumas you might have, or, you know, generational issues. You know, if you might, well, my dad always woke up. Well, then, you know, you don't always have to just assume that you're always going to wake up in the middle of the night, you know, with issues. So, yeah, we look at it from different perspectives and try to find an answer for the person that we're dealing with on the phone.
You know, I think something else that we do that's probably different is, you know, one of the things that I think we bring to the table is an expertise in knowing how to test and build a complete field. Versus, oh, it's just a bacteria, or it's just the fungus, or it's just, because, you know, chronic issues usually have multiple layers, or multiple aspects, physical and non-physical. That doesn't mean they can't heal in a single session. But just for example, I've had people work with a lot of practitioners, they come down, they could find nothing. I said, I want you to lay down and close your eyes and imagine it's when you normally wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Then I could find things that other practitioners didn't find. They didn't think about putting the client in the actual symptom field. And that's just one little thing. But, you know, over the years, we've built so many of those little things that each one is pretty critical in a complex issue. And together, we're pretty successful with it.
Yeah, that's a really important point. But, you know, and the good thing is, because we work with people over the phone, the person that we're talking with can lay down in their bed, you know, on the other end of the line with their eyes closed in the environment in which they sleep, rather than, you know, seeing people in the office, then they're not in their environment, so the testing isn't as accurate. So we actually have people, you know, go and lay down in their actual bedroom with their eyes closed, and then we test them. And it's amazing to see that people that have sleeping issues, when they close their eyes, they're reversed. And reversed means that your meridians are flowing in the opposite direction than they should be for healing. So you test in a weakened state. If you have insomnia and you close your eyes, you're in that weakened state. So we can test that and then bring you into a state of strength, as Jody was talking about, by looking at different variables. And I would say the biggest one that shows up off the top is people's laundry detergent that they've used in their sheets and blankets and so on, and their pillows. I can't tell you how many times someone with insomnia has called in and they're using some kind of down pillow that they're allergic to, or they've bought a new foam pillow and it's has a chemical smell, and that's reversing them and keeping them awake at night. Their laundry detergent is testing bad for them.
For some reason, Beth, you're cutting out, so why don't you come back closer to the system. And let me just say this. I remember working with someone who had severe pain. It was also insomnia. We couldn't find it. And so I had him go, like, now just imagine it, lay down in your bed. And then we found that there was a window in the bedroom that was you know, they were reversed when there was a sealer on it. So it's the same thing. You got to put them in the field. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Okay, I'm not doing a commercial. Okay. Anyway, I was just saying the laundry detergent is a big issue also, you know, in people's sheets and blankets and that kind of thing. And you're more sensitive to things that you breathe in, which we call inhalants, when your eyes are closed. Mm-hmm. So something may not, you know, bother you during the day. Your laundry soap may test out fine for you, But when you go to sleep and try to sleep and close your eyes, then you start reacting to it. So those are some of the things that we look at from the beginning that I found to be really easy to find, but really important.
Yeah,
we
I worked with a couple of people where, I put them in the field, had them lay down, and, like Stevie found a sealant. I found that there was actually some mold that had seeped in through the wall and was, she couldn't see it, but there were a couple, maybe some spots on the drywall, and so we were able to find that, she had mold that was getting in and affecting her at night in that field. So she had a lot of lung issues because she was waking up between the time of 3 and 5 in the morning, which is lungs.
Right. Yeah, that's a great example. I've seen mold as an issue that shows up in insomnia really often, Jody. I agree, especially if people, have their windows open at night. There may be mold around windows, I think, is a common area. So, yeah, that's something else to really look for. So we put somebody in that field with their eyes closed. There's all kinds of things that you can find that are blocking them from sleeping. We're going to take a quick break here in a minute. So, Jody, why don't you share with people what your email address is if someone wants to contact you about insomnia or some other issue?
Sure. It's Jody, and that's J-O-D-Y, at quantumtechniques.com.
Okay. Okay, and we'll be right back continuing our discussion on insomnia. Thanks for listening.
Ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum That's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the year.
We're back on Transformation Talk Radio with Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. And our guest today is Jody King Colgrove, and she's talking with us about how to heal insomnia from a really different perspective, and one that is really effective from the view of quantum techniques. And before we continue, Jody, you gave your email address. I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you by phone if they don't have email access. So would you please go ahead and give us your phone number for our listeners as well?
Sure. So again, the email is jody@quantumtechniques.com, and Jody is spelled with a Y. And my pager number is... And it's 877-483-3031.
Perfect. Thank you. So we were talking a little bit on break about your walk through insomnia as a new mom. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah. You know, I think I got more interested in, you know, kind of this topic as when I became a mom, because, you know, before, if I'd wake up, you know, in the middle of the night or something like that, you know, I knew I was, you know, emotionally dealing with something, or, you know, busy at work or whatever. And so I'd go up and just, you know, type on the computer or read a book or whatever. But after you have a kid, you know, those valued times of sleep were so important. And I think, you know, looking at Avery, my son, and realizing that, oh, he is having sleep issues also, and being aware of, you know, do I give him enough food at night? And so is this a blood sugar issue? You know, is he getting enough, you know, nourishment? You know, when is he waking up? You know, is there an inhalant in his room that he's reacting to? But those are the same things that, you know, I needed to look at myself. And so, you know, I started making sure that now that when he slept through the night and everything was, you know, more fine, making sure that if I woke up in the middle of the night, you know, what was affecting me? And, you know, sometimes as we live life, sometimes it was a blood sugar issue. Sometimes it was a fungal issue. You know, sometimes there were toxins. You know, I know one time I had a candle that had some sand next to it, you know, and the sand, you know, was because I was more sensitive body-wise. Because that's one thing that sometimes we don't realize is that when we have internal toxins in our body or mold that we're being affected by, we can react to the environment outside of us, whether it's outside the window, at a certain time of year, or whether it's, you know, things in our environment we react to. So, or whether it was emotional. So I was just, you know, really aware of making sure that I always got a good night's sleep, and it's a journey. And so it's, you know, sometimes, you know, like a year ago, it may have been something else, and now it's something else, but you're constantly saying, you know, why am I not sleeping, and what's going on? And it's almost like a barometer to kind of keep up with, you know, what's going on in your life and what you need to deal with. And then, you know, sometimes we call it a mirror, a barometer, however you want to look at that. But it's not something to just accept and kind of gloss over.
Well, and that's the beauty of learning how to self-test.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to take this opportunity to plug our self-testing DVD, because if you can't learn how to do it, you can send it back to us at no charge. So our self-testing DVD, which can teach you how to test yourself, you know, whether it's for insomnia or any other issue, is called Truth Techniques 1. And that's available in our store at quantumtechniques.com. And it's free shipping, or you can also get the digital download and learn how to test these things that Jody's talking about that are blocking your healing. That's the number one thing you can really do for yourself.
Also, there's so much research out there right now that shows people that get less amount of sleep in terms of cancer, in terms of diabetes, in terms of depression, all kinds of physical and what we classify emotional issues, you're not getting a good night's sleep, or even getting a good night's sleep, but you only sleep 5 hours a night. The long-term cumulative effect of that on your health is pretty devastating, actually.
Yeah, I mean, there's research from all areas that 8 or 9 hours of sleep is really the way to go, even just for mental clarity and driving. You know, you think about the zombies behind the wheel of, you know, most people that get 4 hours of sleep, that's a little frightening.
Yeah.
That's why it's good to work at home.
Yeah.
I was going to say, let's talk a little bit about, we've mentioned blood sugar several times on the show. Let's talk a little bit more about that for the listeners in terms of what we're looking at and what some ideas are that you may have about how to balance blood sugar, which, of course, helps with sleep.
True. You know, and, you know, there's a lot of information out there on how we're supposed to eat, what we're supposed to eat, and stuff like that. But, you know, through my journey in life, I've really found that, you know, protein is an essential for being able to keep your blood sugar at a good level. And so a lot of times is we're, you know, helping people learn how to live their best life and have health and happiness. You know, one of the things that I tell people is, you know, after you wake up in the morning, within about, you know, a half hour, have some protein, you know, whether it's, you know, nuts, tuna, you know, egg, you know, something that, you know, gives you that protein so that your blood sugar raises and then it can sustain itself throughout the day. When we're dealing with people with low blood sugar, a lot of times we say, okay, it's important to have protein maybe before you go to sleep so you don't get a dip during your sleep. And the one way that we're able to kind of find out if that's an issue going on, besides muscle testing, is looking at the different organs that are being affected. And so a lot of times, you know, we look at this, the pancreas and the spleen and the adrenals. Steve, what other organs do we kind of look at? I know hypothalamus is another one.
Yeah, the liver is very important, and the medulla, which is a component of the adrenals as well, and then the pituitary gland is involved. And if you look at the Neuralink, which is a system that we sometimes use, they also include the stomach as part of the blood sugar treatment. So, yeah, there are a lot of organs and glands involved that we want to make sure are balanced for somebody to be able to sleep well.
Yeah, so we kind of test those organs and see if there's a pathogen that's being affected in them, like a virus or a bacteria or a mycoplasma, or whether it has fungal that it's trying to deal with. And so we let the body know, hey, you haven't been able to, you know that this was here, whether it's a curtain or something like that. And so the body's able, we identify it to the body so the body knows it's there to start taking care of it.
Well, I think we also do what we call a reconnection scan. You know, when trauma happens, and that can be a physical or emotional trauma, physical meaning, you know, an insult with chemicals or pathogens or whatever, a lot of times the body, it's like it throws circuit breakers and turns off informational pathways to areas of the body to protect the body during a crisis. They don't always reset. And you can have someone that, when they're asleep at night, their divine healing intelligence isn't really connected with one of these key organs or glands, whether that's on the Chinese clock or whether that's in the blood sugar field, to where at night they can't sustain good balanced blood sugar and sleep well. So besides just finding pathogens, it's really opening up communicational pathways with the key, I'll say, organs, glands, tissue involved to allow for good night's sleep.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think the other thing that we kind of look at along with the low blood sugar is also looking at the Chinese chart. We kind of mentioned that, but seeing, okay, when is a person waking up? You know, and like we mentioned, between 1 and 3, we look at the liver. You know, is the liver being able to detox correctly? You know, are there a lot of toxins in the air, like Beth mentioned, with, you know, dryer detergents and dryer sheets and things like that, that we need to change or have the person change so that their liver is not having to try to get rid of those toxins, and I spend all the time doing that, so it's not able to get rid of the pathogens that it's dealing with. You know, if you wake up between 3 and 5, that's a lung field. Lung deals with grief, and so a lot of times, besides maybe having the inhalants from the different detergents and things like that, you may be having a grief that you're, you know, trying to process that's happening during the day, and so your body's trying to deal with it at night. Just to go back a little bit on the liver, the emotion that the liver deals with is, you know, anger and rage and things like that. So if you haven't dealt with something in daytime, that's dealing with that emotion, you know, it will come up at night and kind of wake you up.
Well, you know, one other area of the mold that sometimes people forget is when people have plants in their bedroom, and they may not have a problem with them during the day, but if they're sensitive to that mold field, a lot of times, whether it's the plant itself or just the soil in that plant, that can be another cause that we've found in a number of cases.
Yeah, and I think I've dealt with before is, you know, people have animals like rabbits or hamsters or stuff like that, and the cage and the feces and things like that, them reacting to at night. So moving that into a place where it's not in a nighttime field for whether it's kids or the parents.
So get the rodents out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
We're ready to take our next break, and we will be back and talk more about insomnia. And let's talk some about, you know, the stress components and emotional components that we find as well. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on Transformation Talk Radio with Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. And we have Jody King Colgrove here today talking about insomnia from a quantum techniques perspective and how it works and how it can benefit you and allow you to sleep. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the role of stress and emotional issues and trauma in insomnia, but at break, Jody mentioned something really important that we weren't even thinking of. Jody, do you want to share what that is?
Sure. I was at a conference lately, and one of the guys speaking said, you know, how many of you wake up and the first thing you do is look at your cell phones? And I about gasped when I saw that two-thirds of the room raised their hand. And, you know, I've just been so aware of, you know, EMF fields. There you go.
Yeah.
Too many acronyms in our world today. But the electromagnetic fields that we pick up from electronics. And so that's another thing that we usually test people for is, if you have a TV in the room or a DVR, is it okay for you to sleep with? If it records things at night, is that affecting you? You know, is your alarm clock okay? But, you know, we always have people, you know, move your cell phone into another location. Not only does it not, you know, beep, ring, ding, vibrate, whatever it does could wake you up, but just that the electromagnetic is very strong in a cell phone, and it's good to get that away from, you know, your body and let you have a rest.
Well, a lot of people set their cell phone every night, you know, for their morning alarm, and they put it right next to their bed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's, excuse my language, but cooking their brain all night.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen at least three cases where they came into somebody's house and put smart meters.
Yeah.
And the smart meter was right on the bedroom wall. Mm-hmm. And, having to cover that wall with aluminum foil or do some other things that could shield them or get the smart meter removed or move to a different bedroom of the house.
Yeah, I had a number. The bed to a different wall.
I've seen a number of people that have had a problem since they've been smart meters, and it's straight EMF fields. Yeah.
You know, another thing, Steve, that you had mentioned to me when I had a small child is to be aware of how much light you're putting in the room at night, you know, whether it's night lights, lights from VCRs and things like that, and, because that messes up with the serotonin levels as you're sleeping. And so I'm very aware of not, you know, a lot of buttons, you know, that say, okay, this is on. I cover with, plumber's tape, you know, that's dark so you can't see through that so that it muffles the light so you really have a nice dark room to sleep in at night.
Yeah, that's a really important point. Know that your melatonin is really decreased as well if you have light in your room at night. So, yeah, that's an excellent strategy.
Well, you think about the diagnostic work. You know, we recently had a problem with early morning awakening of about 4 to 5 every morning. My wife and I would both wake up, and with a little diagnostics, we figured out it was the two 85-pound young Rottweiler puppies that wanted to play every morning and jump on the bed about 4 to 5, and, you know, we have to put them in the kennel. So sometimes it's pretty obvious.
There you go. Or the cat standing over you saying, when am I going to feed me? Lick your face.
Well, let's talk a little more about the stress and emotional aspects and what quantum techniques can do about that. Because, you know, I know just from living on the planet now for quite a while that it seems most people, when they're overwhelmed or they have some kind of conflict in their life that they can't solve, which is a lot of the time, or, you know, some challenge or ongoing issue they're trying to figure out in their head, have a hard time sleeping. It's like they, you know, take that to bed with them. So from a quantum techniques perspective, what can we do to help somebody just with even that kind of a stress issue that's blocking their sleeping?
Yeah, and some of the categories that we work on is, you mentioned, traumas. You know, also a lot of times, you know, we can find blocking beliefs or punishing beliefs. Sometimes there's some generational fields that we have to bring up. And even myself this morning, I found an intention that was hiding under quite a few different layers as I worked on myself, that found that, well, if I create a crisis in my life, that I don't have to see the truth of my life. And I realized, oh, that's what I've been doing by maybe waking up, you know, between 4 and 5 and not getting a good night's sleep. And so it's just being aware of, okay, I want to let that intention go, and I no longer want to have that as part of my life, and say an affirmation, and clear it. And we have a great trauma coat that you can use for that, you know, to just let those things go after you've identified kind of what's, you know, keeping you up.
And our trauma code is on our website as well, which is a free video at quantumtechniques.com. And if you click on video on the home page, that will take you there. And Stephen is there doing the trauma code and showing people how to actually use that in practice. So I agree. I think, you know, that's, I'd say 99% effective in almost all areas. So that would be something that would be really helpful to do in this case, if you're, you know, overwhelmed or stressed. Something that will help you sleep is to really take down that level of internal distress by using the trauma code. And the other thing, Jody, that you mentioned in the last segment that I wanted to touch on a little bit, you were talking about, you know, like liver time being 1 to 3 a.m. So if someone is waking up during that time, we want to take a look at the liver, 3 to 5 a.m. as the lungs. And then you were talking about specific emotions, you know, like anger, of course, is real commonly held in the liver. Anger, frustration, sometimes resentment. The lungs typically are grief-filled. So, again, finding those emotional pieces that are involved, and they're just as important as the physical toxins or the pathogens that you talked about in terms of blocking somebody's healing. So their lungs may be physically really strong, but if they're holding a grief field there that's blocking their sleep or waking them up at 3 in the morning, that's really important and that needs to be cleared. So from our perspective at Quantum Techniques, you know, we can give you either an individualized code if you're doing a session with Jody or us or another practitioner to help you release that grief and see what is that about if we need to know. Now, is that grief attached to a specific trauma in your life, the loss of someone or the loss of a job or a house or a relationship, and help you release that at the cellular level with one of our treatment codes so that you can let that go from the lungs and then you can sleep like a baby. And that's our intention.
Which I always love that phrase, because sleep like a baby. Well, babies really don't sleep very well sometimes.
Depends on the baby.
Yeah.
Apparently my brother did.
Ah, there you go. you know, one thing that we were talking about that we wanted to also bring up is about sleep apnea. You know, that's something that we also, you know, kind of use this same thing with quantum techniques that we're looking at to find out, okay, what organs are involved in not getting enough, you know, oxygen and air and waking the person up, and then finding out, you know, what pathogens and what's going on and why that particular thing is activating and not allowing the person to go into REM sleep. So that's another thing that we deal with when we deal with insomnia.
Well, I've also found we've been pretty effective if someone's partner is snoring.
Yeah.
Of actually doing one or two treatments and making a huge difference in their snoring. And it's kind of scan it the same way as you scan insomnia. You know, what's going on? What's the physical? What's the non-physical? Let's do the reconnection. And I've had really good success with snoring.
Yeah, I've done that a lot with my husband. He'll start snoring, and instead of, you know, hitting him or kicking him, try to wake him up, and so he'll go back to sleep. I'll literally just do a code on him, and within maybe, you know, 5 minutes, you know, it will stop. Oh, good. Now I can get to sleep.
So this is a relationship-saving treatment.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you mentioned about those emotions, and I've always been impressed when I work with someone that, you know, we'll pull up a particular organ, and we have a chart that kind of shows which emotions go with which organs. And I'll mention an emotion, and I'll hear on the other line, oh, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. And it's almost like sometimes it's hidden for some reason, and when I say that, they know exactly why and what the situation is and what they're doing, but it wasn't revealed until I kind of mentioned that emotion. So, yeah, it's neat to see the different healings that we can do and help people really know what's going on in their own life and how to take care of it.
Well, and the unconscious is so active at night. You know, when we're sleeping, we don't have the constant chatter going on that we have when we're awake. So I think, you know, the unconscious is really active and shows us really at a deep level what are the things that we need to be working on. And those can be the things that are blocking insomnia, just like you just shared, Jody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the other intentions that I've pulled up for people when they've had, you know, issues at night is, you know, trying to avoid your emotions, which kind of feeds into what we just said, you know, coming up with a crisis, trying to be in control at all costs. You think about, you know, at night, there's not much control. So you're asleep, so your body wakes
right.
you up so you can be in control. You know, trying to take on another person's emotions, energy, or unhealed issues. That's another big one. You know, if you've had parents or relatives that had issues with sleeping, you know, we have another intention that says, well, if I stay up, then maybe I'll heal my parental or their relationship, you know. And you, I mean, it's strange because, well, I can't really do that. But, you know, sometimes the body kind of gets into that loop that thinks they can do that. And so, yeah.
We're headed into our next break, Jody. Do you want to give your contact information one more time for our listeners?
Sure. My email is Jody with a Y at quantumtechniques.com. And my phone number is 877-483-3031.
Thanks, Jody. Stay tuned.
Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques with Jody King Colgrove, and today we're talking about insomnia. And Jody has a free gift for everyone to help with insomnia. And before she gives that to us, we would like to plug some of the work that Jody has done that's on our website that's free and accessible for everyone to listen to. Jody has a library of what we call Thursday Night Healings, which are free healing sessions that she's done with people on a variety of subjects over the last couple of years. So you can go to our website at quantumtechniques.com and tune in to those Thursday free healings and listen. And in addition, if you're interested, Jody does take volunteers, not every Thursday, but she will take volunteers for further Thursday free healings. If you're interested, there is a link on our website that you can look at and contact Jody to get a free healing with her. And that's a recorded healing, so it's not, you know, completely confidential, but your name doesn't have to be used. And it's a great service to use Quantum Techniques and try it for yourself. So check that out. And the other thing that is a wonderful offer on our website is with any product purchase of $25 or more, you can get 30 free minutes of consultation time with Jody or any of our other practitioners on our team as well. But you purchase anything for $25 or more and you get 30 free minutes. So if you have insomnia as an issue, I would recommend that, you know, purchase something for $25. And then you can talk to Jody for 30 minutes, and she can get a lot of testing done. She's very quick in 30 minutes to see what is blocking you from sleeping well. The other thing that I want to share is that Stephen and I did a teleclinic on insomnia, which includes a lot of codes and a lot of aspects of insomnia that we've talked about today, and that is $25 in our shopping cart, and that's a teleclinic on insomnia in the store at quantumtechniques.com. So if you purchase that product, then you can have the best of both worlds. You get 30 minutes free then with a practitioner of your choice to look at your own insomnia, and you can choose Jody after hearing her today. So there's a lot of offers there for you. We've got, I think, well over 150 hours of free information on our website now, and it's a goldmine. So, Jody, this is a great time to share your gift that you have for everyone, if you'd like to.
Yeah, I wanted to give everybody the insomnia code. And so these use the pressure points that we show on our website, or if you're in for, no EM or EMT, I'll get it, EMT.
That's okay.
Like I said, too many acronyms in today's world.
Yes.
So here's it for the insomnia code. If people have a pen and a piece of paper, I can give that to you. So it's, and as we said before, there's no point that is F like in Frank and H like in hand. So it's always S like in Sam. But sometimes me and Steve, as we talk, it's a little hard to hear the SH. So I just wanted to let the people know that. Okay, so here's the code. It's SH. G15IF, and I'm sorry, that's going to be an LF, MF, LF, SH, IF, LF, OE, LFG15SHIFOEFH. And then I said that, and then there's an FH right here, but I'm wondering if that's an SH. This is probably off of your one of your old insomnia books that we had. So I would put an SH in there. And then tailbone, and then HT, and then AC9G, SH, MF, G15, EB, MF, SH, IF, G15, EB, SH, IF, E, OE, LF, SH, EB, IF, OE, AC, 9G. And then the last part is SH, IF, TH, SH, OE, LF, AC, G30, EB, IF, LF, E, and then 9G. And then you can, you know, read it as many times as you would like. A lot of times, reading it twice is helpful. And the other thing I was going to say is, one of the things that I've told people is they wake up in the middle of the night, how to get themselves back to sleep, with using that code, and then also taking your hands and putting it over the top of your forehead, running it as far back on the skull as you can to the middle of your back that you can reach, then reach back behind where you kind of left off, and continue on down your spine to your tailbone, and then tap above your ears. And that's a way of, to get you out of fight or flight, and get you more relaxed so you can go back to sleep.
Jody, if that was quite a long code, so if somebody, you know, couldn't get all of those points or didn't hear them all, feel free to email Jody at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at quantumtechniques.com, just to get, you know, a written email of that. I think that would be helpful.
Sure.
So when you were saying SH, it sounded like FH or SH, you're saying SH for side of the hand, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So for those of you that aren't familiar with the treatment points that we use, which are the EFT acupressure points, you can go to our website at quantumtechniques.com and click on video. And I'm there on a video showing you what we call the getting started section, which is inputting all of those points so you know what they stand for. So I'd recommend, you know, that anyone would do that first. So again, we want to thank you, Jody, for being here today. If people want to contact you for the Thursday night healings, they can go through our website or also email you at jody@quantumtechniques.com. If they want to call you directly, give your phone number one more time.
Okie dokie. It is 877-483-3031.
Great. Thanks, Jody, and thanks so much for being on our show and sharing such great information with everybody today. We really appreciate it.
Great. I want everybody to have a good night's sleep.
That's right. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Quantum Techniques Radio. Bring healing to chaos. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show that'll empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. Each week, you'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned guests and healing practitioners to discover the techniques to heal yourself and others. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing and remove wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news,
educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.